The Lord is pleased to help me this morning. I would direct your mind to Psalm 34, the 34th Psalm. And we will read in the way of a text, verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 6, Psalm 34. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Friends, what do we know about this text of ours this morning? Are we among the poor? Have we ever cried unto the Lord? Has he ever heard us? Has he saved you and I out of our troubles? No doubt we've read this verse many, many times, over and over again through our lives, but if we have not entered into it experimentally, we know nothing really of the meaning of it. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. I trust there's an echo, as it were, in our hearts this morning, that we may be able to say, yes, I'm that poor man. I'm that poor woman. I'm that poor soul that has cried unto the Lord. I'm sure of this if we know experimentally the first clause of their text, as I've quoted, this poor man cried, we shall know, I hope we have known, the next, the Lord has heard us. And also, if he has not saved us out of all our troubles, what do we read? We read in the psalm that the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of some of their troubles. No, God's work is perfect, delivereth them out of all their troubles. Well, let us try and speak a little this morning from these words. This poor man cried. As you know, by nature, in our own strength and so on, there's no need for us to cry unto God. The Pharisee, and I've mentioned this sometimes, or a number of times it may be, from this pulpit, it's recorded in the word of the Pharisee. He was in the spirit of the Pharisee, and he knew nothing whatever of our text. He went to the temple, but he spoke, as we read it sometimes in the 18th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. He thanked God that he was not as the publican. I give tithes to all that I do, and so on. And he was standing on his own ground, and the ground seemed to be quite safe to him. But he was a Pharisee indeed. We go back just for a moment, as it seems to come to my mind, of the Apostle Paul, when he lived as a Pharisee, as you know, and he and the one we've spoken knew nothing of our text, nor do we by nature. If we are still in nature's darkness and have never been quickened into life, what do we know? We may know our text best in the letter of it, but as you well know, there must be a deeper work within our heart and the work of grace to come into it experimentally. By nature, we are not poor. By nature, we are ready to do everything, and pride is the bottom of it. But the Lord will overthrow such a religion. It's not of God. This poor man cried. Well, what was in his heart? What was in his breast? Something that he was not born with, and that is the grace of God. We know, each of us know, the words of Christ when he was here, ye must. The Lord never did not hesitate in any way, as it were, to make it lighter for true believers or for others. Ye must be born again. And we can say, respecting this man in our text, he was born again. Otherwise, he would never have cried unto the Lord. He would not have known the God of Israel as Jabez did of old. As you remember, in that short prayer of Jabez's, what did he say? What do we read? He called upon the God of Israel. Well, these poor creatures in their text will call upon the God of Israel, and they will realize by the grace of God given them that they are poor, poor in spirit. What did Jesus read? What did he preach from the mount? Blessed, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Well, this man had spoken of in our text this morning. He was a poor man, and the Lord announced him to be one of the blessed. True he was, for he cried unto the Lord, this poor man. Dear friends, are you and I among then the poor in spirit? Or are we, as it were, in full strength and of our own, and we can do this and that, same as the Pharisee of old, ever come to nothing? By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. This poor man cried. Poor, poor in spirit. And these, I'm certain, are the ones our Lord looks upon and have referred to in the scriptures a time and again. The poor man. We read also, I believe, in the psalm this morning, 41, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will direct him in time of trouble. Well, it's the very words of our text this morning. This poor man cried. So the Lord brings his dear people down low, makes them feel poor, and feeling poor, they need help, and they know what direction to go for help unto the God of Israel. And how that closing prayer of Jabez of old encourages any poor creature that is in the text this morning. And the Lord granted him his request. This poor man cried. Life. It must be so naturally, mustn't it? If there's no life, there cannot be a cry. Even to a babe, godly parents and others listen for a cry when a babe is born. It's the cry they want to hear. It's because they want to know there is life within the breast, within the soul. Poor man, he cried. Cried. And my mind goes to Ezekiel of old. As you know, the Lord spake to him or by sent the message to him, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What was the outcome of it? Well, this dear man, he had, as you know, spiritual life in his heart. He was trying to rule the nation in the fear of God. And he had this message, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What was the outcome of it? Well, as you know, he turned his face to the wall and cried. And the Lord heard that dear man, as we read in our text. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Are we among the people, dear friends? Do we know what it is to cry? I often think there's something deeper in the cry than there is in a multitude of words. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And it is so, and some of us can testify of it. Well, in our text, it speaks of a cry. And what does that manifest to us? The heart is burdened. The heart is heavy. This poor man cried. Going back to the one we've already mentioned, though he was a king, though he had much great responsibilities laid upon him, but he was a man poor in spirit. Yes, one can live, as it were, in a mansion and have much of this world's goods, but he was poor in spirit. Take Job for a moment. There was poor Job. He was a poor, not financially, far from it. He is the wealthiest man in the land of Oz, we read, possessing much cattle and so on, and a large family, gift everything that, naturally speaking, his heart was needed, he had. But he was brought to cry unto God. This poor man cried under the temptations. And it may be with one or more here this morning, you know what it is to be tempted by that awful spirit, the devil. Goeth about like a roaring lion, ready to devour. And it brings a cry into our heart. It may be this, according to the word of God, resist the devil and he will flee from thee. This poor man cried. And now the Lord Jesus went down, as you know, into the wilderness to be tempted of Satan those 40 days and 40 nights. And I believe there was this in the heart of Christ unto his Father, that he may be able to stand against the wills of Satan, the devil. Oh yes, this poor man cried. What has been your cry? And mine. Can you go back, my friends? Some of us can. 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 70 years, and we could remember when we were crying unto the Lord. Under the burden of our never dying soul. Do you remember when he first quickened you into life? You say, no, I cannot. But are you quickened? That's the thing. Are you in the text? If you are, we can say you have been quickened by the Spirit. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. No small mercy, friends, to be in the text and to be among this poor man that cried. Do you cry because you feel you are an unworthy wretch? do cry at times for some evidence that the work of grace is in your heart? Do you cry sometimes to know whether your cry is the cry of a child of God or not? Sometimes you fear that the cry is not of the Lord, it's only the creature. You fear at times it's just an ordinary fear, and it does not come forth out of the fear of the Spirit within our hearts. This poor man cried unto the Lord. So did the psalmist, dear friends. Can you ride above his head? I cannot. Show me, or the poet said, show me some token, Lord, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God, and that my treasure is above. He wasn't very high, was he? But he's in the text. This poor man cried, be not silent unto me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Life in the soul. Well, when the Lord gives spiritual life, we shall realize in some measure his holiness, and there will be a trembling before God because of his holiness. If my soul, poor soul, sinner will say, if my soul is sent to hell, thy righteous law approves it well. He falls beneath it. This poor man cried. Crying for some evidence that he was of the Spirit. Crying for some evidence that God, the Lord Jesus, died for him. Are you in these exercises? Have I any this morning? Know nothing of these exercises of soul? I'm going to speak plainly. You're in a sad way. The Lord doesn't carry his dear people on top of the mountain. David approached there sometimes, and we find it in the latter part of the book of Psalms. But poor David was often here in the text. This poor man cried. Are you crying because of the burden of sin? If so, be thankful. Be thankful. The dead know nothing. The dead doesn't know anything about sin, the consequence of sin, or what sin has caused the Lord Jesus. Completely blind. Oh, how often these words come to me when trying to speak in his name. I thank thee, O Lord God of heaven and of earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hath revealed them unto babes. Are you a babe in Christ? That's the place, dear friend. As a babe, poor, helpless creature. This is the pathway to heaven. This is the way where the Lord will lead us, I believe, to make us realize how poor we are. Now, though respecting the burden of sin, is sin a burden to you? Is it? Do you feel it upon your heart? You know, there's such a thing as saying it. There's such a thing confessing sin in the letter of it. But what do we know in the power of it? That is, as the Holy Spirit has unfolded our hearts and made us feel and see what dwells there that is of sin and wickedness in the sight of God. The very thought of foolishness, think of it. The very thought of foolishness is sin. And oh, how much there is today that draws our eyes away from the truth into the things of sin. Oh, may we be preserved from it. This poor man cried under the burden. What about the publican? God, he says, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. In that short prayer, friends, there was a cry. There was a real cry in his heart. This poor man cried. Yes, he cried. Under the burden of sin, unbelief. Do we know anything of it? It's a Sabbath day. Oh, how many will be today in Ireland as well as in other countries throughout the world. There will be those who are seeking their own pleasure things that are carnal. They know nothing but attacks. Do you, do I? We have a nature, friends, that goes with the world. Comes to my mind, perhaps there's no harm in me mentioning it. It shows what there is in my heart, and it's in yours too. Several years ago, I was going along, motoring along, I believe towards Brighton, early one Sunday morning, feeling, writing a text. Oh, I thought to be so poor, so poor. And you know, I even envied others. I saw a car passing, me, a family in it, and their luggage, and I thought, yes, there they go, to enjoy themselves. No burden of their heart, no burden of sin. This poor thing was left, as it were, for a few moments to envy them. Yes, this poor man cried eventually. What may be different? Why have I heard his voice? And enter what's the room? Will thousands make a wretched choice and rather starve than come? This poor man cried. Friends, then, well might we cry under the burden of our condition by nature. See, God is so just and so holy. He cannot in any way give any leave, if I might so speak, of sin. No kind. Never mind. Sometimes there's a thought, well, it's only a little sin. Is that so? Not so in the Lord's eyes. Little sins are great sins in Jesus' eyes. You say, why should they be? Because, friends, what did he suffer? Oh, the agony he suffered in his own body to deliver these people. In the text, the poor man cried. Did he suffer for you? Sin, God cannot look upon with any degree of allowance. Any degree. None whatever. God is holy, and we are sinners, born in sin and shapen in iniquity. But if the Lord has a favour toward us for life and for eternity, in the covenant of his grace and our names written in the Lamb's book of life, Jesus died on our behalf, and he's willing to hear. He listens for the cries of these poor creatures travelling along, burdened with sin. This poor man cried. Misgivings, unbelief, sinful thoughts, desires, imaginations. Oh, my friends, oh, I cannot describe what I feel sometimes, what we see in our causes in the Church of God. It'll make those who were born of the Spirit and well taught by the Spirit to bow and cry unto him for mercy. This poor man cried. Yes, for himself. Do we cry for ourselves and cry unto the Lord? Or it may be for others. It may be in the family circle. You think for a moment of poor Peter. He was shut up in prison, was he not? But there was for some poor, few poor creatures, not far hence, was crying unto the Lord that he would deliver Peter. Death would have been the following day, but they cried, they sowed in tears. And how wonderful the Lord appeared for Peter, as you know, without me telling you. In prison, and now the Lord caused the gates to be opened, and Peter came forth and went to the cottage where the prayer was being made. They couldn't believe it. Do you know what it is, friends? To pray, and the Lord has heard your prayer, and you couldn't believe it. He heard you. Couldn't hardly believe that he could even answer it. There have been times when I've asked the Lord for certain things, and at the same time I think, well, can he answer them? Especially in the matters of the burden of sin. Could he pardon my sins? Like a mountain coming up before me. Is it possible for the Lord? Yes, it is, dear friends. It is. Yes. And this poor man, he cried. He cried. Well, there's many things that the Lord's dear people cry for, pray for. And the apostle said, did he not? He pray without ceasing. And the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And coming to our text, this poor man prayed. He cried. Going back to Peter for a moment. Oh, those poor creatures, blessed creatures, in the place, crying, praying, and the Lord wonderfully delivered Peter, brought him to the house and knocked at the door, and Rhoda, she was struck down at the way, in spirit, no doubt, to see Peter. Oh, my friends, it's the same God today, you know. He changes not. He's the same today, yesterday, and will be forever in his power. That is to hear prayer, to answer prayer. Blessed be his holy name. This poor man cried. Let us come a little closer home. I can't get away from these first four words. This poor man cried. Here you come, my friends, to the chapel this morning. The Lord knows, and the Lord knows if we are speaking the truth or not. If we come with a cry. May have been a cry in your heart, hope there was, before you rose from your bed this morning, during the night season. Lord, come, come, give us a visit. May there be a word in season. May there be something for my poor soul. It may be in your heart, even in the early hours of this morning. I believe I can say before God, I cried bitterly unto him that he would come and help a poor man to speak. Very much tossed about in what text to take and what word to bring. And I felt, well, this isn't a suitable word. Where our friends at Braver, I had to bring it. Did you come asking the Lord what for? What you prayed for in your opening hymn, a crumb of mercy. Is there something in thy heart this morning, hungering and thirsting after God? Is there a cry, Lord, come, bless my soul with a crumb? Bless my soul with a touch of that stream that flows from Calvary. I want something, the poor sinner said, I must have something. And this is the poor man that cried unto the Lord, may there be something for me. You come into the house of God from time to time, and some of you, as you call upon the Lord in public, isn't there a cry before you get here? That you may be able to cry in the Spirit when you arrive and are called upon to speak in prayer. This poor man, he cried. Dear friends, this is the pathway of the Lord's dear people, because the Lord's people are always in need of help, and therefore they are crying unto him. This poor man cried. And as I've hinted this morning in respect in our families, have you cried for one of your dear children, you who have got a family, children? Do you know what it is? I believe, dear friends, I can say that I prayed for my children, one especially, before birth was given. Oh, I well remember that evening previous to the birth of one of my children. I was chopping up some wood in the garage, and I said, Lord, I haven't felt that spirit of prayer for this child we're expecting. And I believe the Lord gave me that cry, that spirit of prayer in my heart for that child. And the Lord answered that prayer. And I believe now I can see some fruits of it. This poor man cried. Yes. So we journey along in our pilgrimage, crying unto the Lord for the blessings that we feel our need of. Coming to the house of God, in the house of God, and everyone feels it in standing up in his name. I believe this is the language, I believe, of every servant of God whom the Lord hath raised up. This poor man cried. I don't know if I ought to say this in the pulpit, but when I first went out to try and speak in the name of Christ, one of the Lord's servants that you no doubt all knew well, now in glory, and he came to me, he says, you'll want 3 steps into the pulpit. Lord, help me. And greatly fearing my need at that time, I said, I need 6. I have to repeat it again. Lord, help me. This poor man cried. Are you crying then under the sin, burden of sin, for the forgiveness of sin? This follows, friends. If you are made to feel your sin, you will want to know from the Lord he has forgiven you your sin. Going back to Jabez for a moment. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. You see, he knew what sin was. And he wanted the blessing, and the blessing is this, friends, to be pardoned. Not in your own thoughts. Not just coming to word and saying, well, this poor man cried, I'm that poor man, so I've got nothing else to worry about. Far, far from it. A poor soul will want this. Forgiveness applied with power and the unction of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Christ sprinkled upon the conscience to know that his sins, so many, are forgiven. This poor man cried. I must just for a few moments turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. This poor man, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You say, was he poor? In one sense of the word, he was. I know he was rich in grace, rich in love. Oh, how manifested that was in his life. And still now, so rich in his love towards poor sinners. He said, I came not to call the righteous, self-righteous, but sinners to repentance. Well, this poor man, the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew what it was to cry in a far deeper sense than we do. When he was here on earth, he cried. There was tears. Well spoken of, is it not, by the grave, shall we say, of Nazareth, the brother of Mary and Martha. And Jesus wept. Oh, what a sympathizing heart he had, dear friend. I wish mine was more broken and more often broken to be able to sympathize with those in the path of sorrow. But there he wept, we read. This poor man. Yes, we do not alter not one word in these 4 verses at the commencement of our text. This poor man, what a poor man he was in many ways. Rich in glory, as it were, yes. Yes, verily the Son of God, yes. And what did the Lord Jesus say? What did God the Father say of him? To his disciples, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." But he is a man of tears. This poor man, Jesus Christ, cried. "If it be possible," he says, "if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. If it be possible." Dear friends, have you thought of it this way? If I speak with all reverence, if the Father had given in his request, "Let this cup pass from me," there'd be no salvation. We shouldn't be here this morning. We'd have no gospel to preach. We'd have no scripture. Oh, I'll go further. We would have no heaven. But Jesus said, nevertheless, think of it. Nevertheless, whatever thy will is, Father, give me grace, strength to bear it. Nevertheless, not my will is it, but thine be done. Therefore, he brought forth redemption. He brought forth satisfying his Father, the law being fulfilled, every jot and tittle, from all eternity was fulfilled when Jesus came forth from the Garden of Gethsemane and bore the sins of all that the Father had given him, which he did to perfection. Nothing left undone, dear friends, with the work of Christ. Nothing at all. What was the words he said on the cross? It's gone from me for the moment. But there on the cross, he died a perfect death. Yes. Fulfilling every jot and tittle. Fulfilling everything that the Father had given him to do, and the Father helped him and smiled upon him and gave him strength day by day, as it were, to continue in that path of suffering. Oh, some of you have heard me express those words, and how deep they lay sometimes upon my heart. What he endured, no tongue can tell, to save my soul from death, from hell. This poor man, he cried. Jesus cried on your behalf. He suffered on your behalf if you've been born of the Spirit. This poor man, poor in spirit. And friends, the more we know of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more is revealed to us, the more we shall feel how poor and wretched we are. Yes. The Lord makes us feel this sometimes. We are so poor, so wretched, so undone, so sinners, and it'll make us feel to be so poor. And there's such a thing as this. I don't seem to get away from these words this morning. We see sometimes the grace of God in others that we cannot see it in our own heart, in our own experiences. Hasn't there been times when perhaps you've heard a poor man speak in prayer and he's the language of his heart, by the blessing of God, has touched your heart and you say, "I wish I could pray like him. I wish I got such a gift, shall I say, of grace, to be able to pray as that poor man." What do you see then? Oh, you can see how the Lord has blessed one, and you look within your own heart and you say, "Oh, this poor man, what can I do? Where am I?" Yes, this poor man, poor in spirit, feeling so destitute, cried. Now this is a mercy, dear friends, that these trials I've somewhat hinted upon this morning, it will bring us to prayer. It will. It will bring us and lay us low. And where? Lo, yes, at the feet of Christ, with their eyes looking upward. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. When the Lord lays us low, and shall I say lifts us up a little, by his grace. Ever on thy kept in calling, make thy worst condition known. He will hold thee up when falling, and lift thee up when down. This poor man. And may I say, then I must soon leave it. This poor man, your friend, cried, it's prayer, and that will continue, dear friends. You see, there's some who profess to pray and such like, but sometimes temptations come, and the world come, the worldly, fleshly mind, and so far, and forget all about prayer. Oh, it's not real. Where the grace of God, their spiritual life, and the poor man will cry unto his God. This poor man, he cried something urgent. He wanted something, couldn't do without it. Never leave me nor forsake me. This poor man cried. Now, friends, just in my closing remarks this morning, just a thought. You and I are passing hastily through life, you know. You know you are. Some of us have had many years. 70 years well past. 40 years past. Yes, often feeling the mud war cottage shake. Are you among the crying people? Are you amongst the poor? No soul rich, as it were, in himself and in his good deeds as a Pharisee will ever go through the gates of heaven. No, you've got to be brought there as a poor child, helpless babe, as it were. Jesus, we read, took up a babe in his arms, a child in his arms, and spoke of them as being blessed. No small mercy, friends, by the grace of God, to be brought as a babe to the feet of Christ. Helpless. What can a babe do? What can a babe do? He has no strength. Nothing to feed himself. And we want the Lord to feed us with the bread of heaven. Wash. Can a babe wash himself? No. The poor babe in Christ will go to him for washing. Lord, wash me in that fountain. Wash me. He needs strength. And the Lord will give it. Yes. The Lord, shall I say, he honours the grace manifested in the child when one comes to him in all these various deeds and cry unto him that he might give him, for they all come in the same direction, Prince, not from the creature, but through our gracious God. Are you ready to meet him? This poor man cried, Lord, the time is near at hand to depart from this life into eternity. Wilt thou accept one? Is there any hope for those blessed doors? The hope, is it any hope for one to come and enter into that place where thou dwellest? Is this your cry? Is it? Have I quoted this morning, prepare me? Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Each one of us left a term, dear friend, to give an account of the deeds done, evil or good. Yes, before our God, this poor man, he cried to be washed and cleansed, accepted, in and through Jesus Christ. It's only in and through Christ that we can ever enter into the place where we find the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And may it be our lot, for his name's sake.